Mary Magnuson owns The Mean Queen, which opened last year and has been a popular success among Sitkins. She describes herself as the business candidate. She doesn't think the path Sitka is on is sustainable.
I realize we're on an island and we're isolated and we can't depend on state agencies to help us out. But we can't be everything to everybody because we can't afford it anymore. We have an amazing recreational infrastructure built. I think it's time to start looking for industry, and I'd like to help.
Ben Maiasato is a lifelong Sitkin. He spent 20 years in finance and then in the National Guard. He's served 3 years on the Assembly and holds a seat on the Sitka Tribal Council. He participated in turning that government's finances around, and he sees possibility for the community as a whole.
You can't do it by raising the rates. That's not going to happen. People will cut back. So we need to look at it in methods other than raising rates, and that it goes back to how to get businesses here, especially ones that will use electricity. That is a very good solution.
Matt Hunter is the youngest candidate for mayor, but also the elder statesman. He served 4 years on the Assembly, giving him more seniority than any other member except the current mayor. Now in his 11th year teaching math and science at Mount Edgecombe, Hunter still brings a youthful energy to Sitka's problems.
I've learned more about my town in these past 4 years than I even knew I could learn. Everything from the sewer system through, well, everything. Fascinating. I love Sitka. This is home. This has always been home, and I sincerely hope that this continues to be my home for many more years.
Hunter supports putting a property tax increase before voters this October, but he's not optimistic it will pass. The Assembly just passed an ordinance agreeing to dedicate 1 mil of any property tax increase to holding down electric rates. But for Hunter, the reality of subsidized electric rates is already here.
This current year, we're looking at probably the equivalent of close to 3 mils going to our electric fund anyway to try to keep our rates at a point that we don't drive more people away from electricity.
The candidates all agreed that some modest growth would ease Sitka's financial problems. Hunter and Maiasato expressed some reservation about commercial marijuana businesses in downtown Sitka, though Hunter sponsored an ordinance and Maiasato supported using local licensing fees to support school activities. Mary Magnuson, however, thought there was an untapped black market that Sitka should exploit.
Colorado can't figure out what to do with all the money they've made. And there's no reason that this community can't reap that same benefit.
Except for minor differences in their approach to marijuana and their positions on ballot Proposition 1 to raise the property tax cap by 2 mils, Hunter and Maiasato both support putting the question to voters, and Magnuson is a flat-out no. There wasn't much polarity between the candidates, and no one rolled out a firm plan to hold down electric rates should Prop 1 fail. Well, there was one plan.
Increasing consumption. Christmas lights year-round.
Okay. And with that one-liner, Ben Maiasato won the biggest laugh. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.